hold on a chop yes and days my habi Allah so blind down my habi Allah the tachash shahay b'mimayshu. So at the end Nora wants to know, so what do we do with this tachash? Rashi points out that now that Rabbi Yosef is not, wasn't referring to Malachas and Mishkan, so we have no, he was talking about the tefillin, so we have no cloud which says that it has to be Dr. Behemoth Tahura. So we would like to know what was the tachash, whether it was a Behemoth Tahura or not. Amr below Amr Rishim and Lakish Amr Hoyer and Mayor Takash Hoyer Bimimimusha Berry Bifne Atzma Hoyer will hit real Bachachachamim Imin Chaya who Imin Behemo who it wasn't a known min which we know of nowadays. It was its own separate min. Chachamim were not able to decide whether it's a chaya or a behema. Karen achas hayisala b'mitzkoi. You have one horn in the middle of the forehead. The fisho nizdamala the Moshe. It was there for that time that Moshe made the Mishkan. Vosimen a Mishkan v'nignas, and then it's gone. Mor says midika amar. Karen Achaz Haisala Bimitzkoi Shmamino Tor Hor Hoya. We can deduce that it was Tor. Why? Domer Behuda Shor Shahikriv Adam Harishan Karen Achaz Haisala Bimitzkoi Shemar Vesita Vlashemi Shorpor Makrin Mafris. Adam Rishan brought a korban. The korban that he brought was a shore, which had one karen, was makrin and mafris. So it had one. It only had one. Some words it says the word makrin is tarti masha had two. So I'm Rechem Yitzchak mi karen ksiv is only written with it's written chaser. So the Gemara is assuming at this step of the Gemara, the only known animal which we know which had had one carrot in the middle of its forehead was a behemoth. So probably this was also a behemoth. So we know that it was similar to that. It was Torah. So if you're saying that Chacham were not able to be Machri, whether it's a behemah or a chaya, the same rai that you're bringing, that it was the Torah, because probably it was Dema to that korban that Adam Rishon brought, which had one karen. So probably it was similar that it was behemah also then. Or it says, no. Kima de ika kerish de min chayahu. Well, that's the Ela Chada Karen. You can remember Men Chayahu. There's also a Chaya which has one Karen, which is also Tor. So the proof that it's Tor, we as far as we know, we have, but that it's a behemoth versus a Chaya that we don't have. Okay. I'm not sure. Like Rashi said before, the Morse Kasha was my Dahaba Hava. Right now we said my Dahaba Hava, the more my Hilchas, so like whatever was. He said, but my, so what was, you know? I mean, like, so what happened exactly? So Rashi, my Havi Allah, the Tachash, Hav the Rabbi Yosef, Laban Yimalacha, the Mishkan Itmar. So if she'd buy it, so the question of what was the Tachash has not been clarified. Makrin is Tati Mashman. The Stam Makrin is called Krona. It's all of its horns. There's no indication it means one. Okay. So that's a Gemara. Psilas the beggar should keep love below Yivhavu. Person made a wick out of a piece of garment which he wrapped around. He made into a wick and he's not scorched it yet. So Rabbi Eliezer Armor Tameya, it still has a status of Tumah, of Kabbalah's Tumah. At this point in time, so if it was Tomei, it remains Tomei. If it was Torah, it could become Tomei. Number one, Veim Alikimbo, and you cannot use it to light with. It is Torah. Number one, it's no longer considered a bagot. And anything which is there is gone. And it will not be Makabatum at this point in time further. Well, Malikin, boy, you're able to use it as a wick for Shabbos.
Are these things like the Tahara and Lock, in other words?
Oh, we'll see. The Mora's going to link them, actually. So, Rashi Shekipla, Kamosha Gardlin, Psilus. Shekipla over here, which means to fold. Rashi explains it more means like the idea of the way that you're rolling a wick. So that, you know, the type of process, you rolled it up into a wick. Eva Vop, Al Shal Heves, you lit it on with a flame. Should be ready, burnt, scorched. The talak yafan, all light better. So he had not done hivuv yet. So let's this to make the beggar klihu. It's still considered a kli. The tabletumu. And how yeshalas yeshalas. It was three etzbos. It'll still be mekabletumu. The kippul and mevat lemitaris beggar. Hal v'loy hivuv. Kippul. Does not remove the beggar status until he's actually burnt it and made it into action to now into wick, then it's no longer a beggar, now it's a wick. Piece of fabric. Three it's supposed. They only can look at the farish time of the Gemara. The message is like this: Bishlama linyatuma b'hapliki. Rabbi Yehuda Sober Kippol Eino Mayo. Ubevos the Kamaisa Kaima. It's still in its original state. It's mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Kippol Mayo. The act of being mekabel it, making it, you know, rolling up into the wick, has the ability to mevatel it from being Ubtulei Batul. It's no longer a beggar. Now it's functioning as a wick. And therefore it's no longer has any din halachas of tuma. Okay. El din halacha had halacha b'may pligi. What's this machlokes in regards to lighting? What's the issue? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Ashiya, B'chein Amar Rabbi Adab Rehava. Hachem, the Mor says a few points. He learned that the Mishnah taught a very specific issue. We're talking about Megimel Al Gimel Mitzum Sambas. That's kin. We're dealing with that it was exactly piece, which is exactly three etzbos by three etzbos to start with. Number one, we alter Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos Kin, and we're dealing with the Mishnah Tomei specific case where it's lighting it for Shabbos, but we're lighting it on Yom Tov. So the issue is, are you allowed to light with this thing on Yom Tov? So it's a Yom Tov issue, not a Shabbos issue. So in other words, an average Erev Shabbos, if you know Shali, you're allowed to use it. But to light it on Yom Tov is going to be problematic. Why? So that's assumption number two. Assumption number three, the Kuliyama Islahudur Pihura. Everybody holds like a Bihura. Domer Bihura said we had in Beya, Masikin Bekalim, Rain Masikin Bashira Kalim. The Bihura had a problem, a Kalim which started out as a Kalim at the beginning of Yom Tov, then it became broken. So at the status of Nerlot, it's a new item. So according to Bihura, it's a problem of Nerlot. Bihura is the Muksa, so it's a problem of Nerlot. So you're not allowed to use that Muksa for the purpose of lighting. Okay, so that's assumption number three. We didn't say anything, we just said Rabbi Holok, Rabbi Huda Shita, Psikim Mekem, Psikim Mashir Mekem. And the fourth assumption is the Kuliyama is the Huda Ula. Both of them agree that the Ula's halacha. Damar Ula, Hamadlik, Tzer, Shiyadlik, Burdai, Payotze. When a person lights the Nair, he has to light in such a way the majority of the wick, he cannot take his. He has to continue to keep lighting the wick until the majority of the wick is lit. Rabbi Yehuda said, the majority of the wick, which is extending out of the lamp, out of the oil, is on fire. Okay, so those are the four assumptions. Now the Morris is going to say, so where is the machlokes? So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Sever kipul enamoyel." So like we said before, as a whole, the act of being mekapalit and rolling it up into a wick is not effective for being mevalta from a kli. So from Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, he rolled it up. That doesn't make it, there's not mevalta status of being a beggar, which is word of mekapalit. And now he's taking something which is a kli, and he's lighting it on Yom Tov, going into the Shabbat, he's lighting it on Yom Tov. So when he lights it, he's lighting with a kli, so sticking the candle. The problem is, as soon as it goes under three etzbos, it's no longer a kli, it's too small. And he's still lighting this kli, which is now but not a kli anymore, it's a new entity, it's in Ireland, because now it's a shever kli. So, and Rebbe also can't be madlik for shever kli. So if you just have to make that first act of lighting it and then pull your hand away, no problem, you're being Masik Bekeli because it's three etzbos when you lit it. But since you hold like Ula, then you have to keep your hand there. So at that first moment that you lit it, it went under the size of three, it was exactly three etzbos. So it catches fire, it goes under a mashahu, under three etzbos. It's now broken, Kaili, it's Narla. And you still need to be doing an act of, you're lighting it. You're doing your act of Ula, of continuing to light it. Same as Sikhim and Shiva Kalim. Bekiman to Adlik Bapurta, Haverle Shever Kli.
Is the problem that you're using something that's Mutsa, that's no light, or is the fact that you're making Bata Kli Mehichada?
No, the problem is you're using Mutsa. You're doing an act of being madlik b'shever kli. Kikom madlik b'shever kli. Shever kli kom madlik. So as you're doing being mekayim ulat halacha, you're being madlik b'shever kli. Rabbi Kiva sover, kipo moil. Rabbi Kiva says, before Yom Tov, when he rolled it up, he was mevalta from a kli then. So when it's a Yom Tov, it's a broken keli. Well, that's not a problem. It's always being mevalta. Madlik in Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, the issue is only being madlik in the kli which broke on Yom Tov, because that's Narla. The kli which broke before Yom Tov is ready kaima to be used as wood, you know, to light with. So it's not a problem. Rikiva, the whole Skiva Mail, Bain Torah's clear love from beforehand. He come out, like, it's Ba'alma come out, it's like lighting, you're lighting a piece of wood, which is smoother. Amar Biyosef, so that's Rav Adar Rava's pshat in the mission. So clearly the two points of the Mishnah, Rav Eliezer's halacha, that it's still tamei, means it's still a kli, even after kippul, is what, excuse me for the pun, is moilid, the second halacha, generates the second halacha, that therefore you cannot light it on Yom Kippur, because it's still a kli. And the kiva holds that the act of being mekabel it is mevatel from a teres kli, and therefore it's no longer tamei. That's what allows you, in the case where a person had done that before Yom Kippur, that would allow the person to light it on Yom Kippur. A wick made out of a piece of cloth. Amar Rav Yosef, it says, it's hainu de tanina. Now, after hearing this pshat, it explains to me that which I had learned from my rebbeim. Gimel agimel mitzumtzumus. I remember a phrase from my rebbeim of discussing summer halacha in regards to this sugya over here, in regards to the halacha of three exactly with exactly three etzbos and three etzbos. Well, yadana lemay hilchaso, and I wasn't clear what in regards to what they were saying, and now I understand what they had been referring to. Now I remember, and I understand. I'm not sure whether the question of he didn't understand when he learned it, or he didn't remember it. Rashi sounds like he had not understood it then. So why didn't he ask? That's a good question. So he said, I wasn't sure what they meant. Now I understand what they meant. The Mora says, "Aminukomataritz Rav Adar Bar Ava, leave it Rabbi Yehuda." If Rav Adar Bar Ava is explaining both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer that they both agree with Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, the Ein Masikim Meshiver Kelim, that there's a problem of Nailad on Yom Tov, so it means there is a problem of Muksa Al Kapanim on Yom Tov. Shomunok Rabbi Yehuda Sirle. So apparently, Rav Adar Bar Ava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because you're not going to explain it according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a common thing to do. You have machlokes, two opinions in the Mishnah. You're going to be masbered according to how that you don't hold of. I mean, why would you want to do that? Apparently, hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda can be Huda. Mara says that's going to be challenge. That's going to be problematic because we be Omer Rav Adar Bar Ava halachi. Does Rav Adar Bar Ava hold like Rabbi Yehuda that there's a problem of muksa and noilat on Yom Tov? Omer Rav Adar Bar Ava nachri she chakak kav debikas Yisrael mistika be Yom Tov. If a goy goes on Yom Tov, takes a piece of wood and carves out an item out of the wood, a container which would hold the kav, it's called a kav, out of a piece of wood which belongs to a Jew on Yom Tov, you're allowed to light it. So the Gemara, one second, according to Yehuda, you should have a problem that it's considered noilat. V'mai noilat who? If Rav Adar Bar Ava held like Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that case would not be accepted. You'd not be allowed to light with it because now it's not what it was originally in the beginning of Yom Tov. It has a different function. And that's what gives the status of a noilat. Some more answers that really say here Rav Adar Bar Ava is talking and saying Alokha Lamaisa. He's passing like Rav Shimon. There's not a problem with Muksa. However, he understood Rabbi Kiva, the Debrayim, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva, Kamar, Lay, Balay, Lustiril. He is understanding that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's more like it's the Noyim, and he himself passes like Rabbi Shimon. So, That is Rav Adav Rahavos Pshat. Mar brings a second Pshat. What's the issue in the Mishnah of lighting with it? Over Hino time of Rebel Yezer, the fish Amalikin, Mepsila, Shenem, Mechurechis. It's a different problem. There's one machlok as regards to Tumma. And that machlok as regards to Tumma is nothing to do with the other machlokes of whether you're allowed to light with it. Two different halachas. So the issue of lighting with it is because he holds that you cannot light any Shabbos you need to light it beforehand. It has to be or have lit with it beforehand, and it's mechurech because it's already been scorched, and that allows the person now to light with it for the purpose of Shabbos. So it's not talking about Yom Tov. The issue wasn't Noilad. The issue isn't because it's clear, not a clear. There are two independent machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And he continues further. He says, you can't lie with Shiloh, which is not Machorok. He quotes the rest of the Raisa, Melomis Artutin, Shenem Machorokin. You can't do it with a psilo, which is not mechurechus. You can't do it with smartutin, which is pieces of material, the garments, small pieces from a garment, if they have not been singed beforehand. The Tanner of Yosef, Gimel, Gimel, Mitzim Salmos, Namaychel. So now, Gimel, Gimel, Mitzim Salmos is an irrelevant point. It has no application in our sugya. So the verse says, this is regards to a different halacha totally. Then Yitzuma, Rabbi Yosef heard from his Rebbeim, three Yitzbos exactly. His Rebbeim were discussing a different halacha totally. It's not Mishnah Kalim, Gimel Gimel Shamru. When it says three Yitzbos or three Yitzbos. Kutzmin Hamalau, Dibir Rabbi Shimon. What's the word I'm looking for? The hem. So, if you take your baggage, which is 3 1/4 or 3 1/4, and if you then fold it over and you hem it, so you end up with a garment which is three. Or a piece of material which is three etzbos by three etzbos. Really, there's more than three etzbos and three etzbos by three etzbos is worth of material, because really the material is really three and a quarter. Now it's some of it, it shrinks or whatever it is. So the sewn hemmed piece is less than three etzbos by three etzbos, but that's not really true. If you would take into consideration the part which you could unsew and flip over, you'd have more than three etzbos or three etzbos.
So you basically have half of the 3 1/4. Because you've hemmed it over, you've doubled it over.
No. You made an edge. You made a hem around it. You made a border. So the question now is, the Rav Eliezer says, takes it a step further, since the derech would be to hem it, so when you measure three etzbos or three etzbos, you have to measure the chachila, a piece, which after you've hemmed it, will have three etzbos or three etzbos. So we measure the three by three, excluding the malal. So even before you hem it, it has to have like this. You're going to put it into a garment, but you put it in the garment, you know, you're going to use it as a patch on the garment. You're not going to leave it with the frayed with the edges, the fray. You're going to fold it over. So you measure the shear. It's 3x3 is excluding that amount that you would normally be malal. The Chachamim say no. Three by three exactly. Even though eventually you would fold it over, it'd be less than that. It's the makabel tumah right now. It's 3x3. It's makabel tumah. So Rabbi Yosef, when he heard from Zabayim, they were discussing something about 3x3 exactly. They were saying like the Chachamim 3x3 exactly. Say Rashi. Kippel is moyel of a tulamitaris begin. Just the act of making it into a wick is effective being vata from a begin. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma anymore. The Mor says, but what's the issue with Gabi Shabbos? The more lighting in there with more answers. It was something which is 3x3 at Muslim Shabbos. Exactly. The Hiyava Tvemi Purta. So if it had been a little more by 3x3, the Kulam Malikim, because how much does it actually diminish through the act of lighting? It's the act of lighting, Rav Yerzeh, would not remove that significant amount of baggage that we have a problem. Had there been more than 3x3 exactly. If exactly 3x3, you're guaranteed that by lighting a certain amount, you're going to be removing part of it. And we're dealing with a lighting on a day where there is an issue of muks. And what's that? You're lighting on Yom Tov going into Shabbos. So it's an issue of muks. And if Eim is seeking Meshibar Kelim, you're not allowed to light with Meshibar Kelim according to Yehuda. Shinishmur Bar Bar Yom, which broke on the day of Yom Tov. The Havel Hu Lord is considered an early. The lighting with Kalim, assuming there's no Mishabur points out, there's no problem with Baltashkas, but if you had nothing else, you'd be allowed to light with Kalim. Isra of Moksa. You're allowed to light with Kalim. They're not Moksa. And the fourth assumption is, so it was exactly 3x3. We're talking about Anyam. We're talking about you cannot light with broken kalim. And we call yam islahu tzarcha madlik lahadlik biyadayim kalim silik yadov roiv hayertzi min apsila chutzaner. You may not take back your hand from and let it light on its own. When a person's lighting in there for Shabbos, he has to light in such a way that the majority of the wick, which extends out of the nair, has caught fire. He must maintain his hand there till that point. He's going to be involved in the act of lighting it, even though it's went under the size of 3 etzbos. So now we understand Rabbi Eliezer. The Oster that he holds is a problem. Except for Kippel and Amoyal, we like to explain the problem. I mean, Tumah Kippel was unaffected. So it's still a kli. And now when you light it on and becomes less than 3x3, Babalei kli shenishmer b'yamt. It's a kli which broken yamt. But according to Yehuda, it's a problem. When he continues lighting it a little more, keeping them mitzum samus, it was exactly 3. Harvei shivei kli. Now it's a broken kli. The pachas misholish lav kli. It's not considered a kli from a kabbal tumah. That when he continues to light, it's not happening automatically. He's lighting it. He's lighting in a kli which is an item which broke on Yom Tov. Now he's lighting in a broken kli. So according to this, that what you say, you can light the kli. Every kli, the fire will break and make it a shever kli. That's okay. the afka shel yigaboy acher shenifchas. It's only you're allowed to like, set it fire, and then it becomes an ois kli afterwards. That's not relevant to you. You're not lighting during a maisa biyadayim of lighting, but to light the maisa biyadayim, an active act of lighting it while it's a broken kli is not a pot, not acceptable. Elam can riba love eitzim mechonim kiddikal kamar. The other eitzim that you would have to light pekelim is in a situation, or shever keli, it's a situation where it's mixed in with other, which are the majority of, which are mutzah to light with, and they broke beforehand or whatever it is, and not a kli. So if you have a roiv, then it's mud. Yekiba says kiplu moil. But karach chomer yom to kiplu, then gadlam sila b'yom to titanya b'mevi. So you can't make it into the wick on yom to. So you must have done that from before yom to. That act is effective in moving the status of a kli. Because it's about the hakli mibayjar. So the status of a kli has been removed already from before yom. Vein kan shever kli. It's not a case of a broken piece of a kli which is an oilet. It's not an oilet, according to Bekiva. It was done. It was ready like this from the beginning of yom. So Yer says, "Hainu the tanim." Shayis yishanim rabbis. I heard from Rabbeim the Mishnah a halacha of gimel and tzimtzumis of 3x3 exactly. I wasn't sure exactly what they were referring to. The Ika, the Itmar, the Linyan Tzmuyek, if they were talking about something which we Makabal Tzuma, close came the Ika Tvei, the Matame. It's not 3x3 exactly, it's Makabal Tzuma, even 3x3 and more. But according to this, understand what they were referencing to. It's we've finished Pshat, we finished Rav Yosef's point, and now we're going back to Ravada Brahava. It's a question. The mirmid Ravada, we've seen Ravada. So apparently he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Shema mino. He says the shakokak kav biyamtiv the highly nerled. It was made from being a block of wood into a bowl, into a container. So that's nerled. And he says you're allowed to light it. So my answer: the Rebbe the Eliezer the Kiva Kama. The reason why Rav Adarava explains both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yezer are going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chazal saw their machlekes. The only way he found a way to explain them is that they held like Rabbi Yehuda, but not that he personally holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi says, "Time of Rabbi Yezer, Balakim Mishum Demelikin, Boy Shedolkin Yafa, Chol Shabbos is Hashana Oser, Balai Mishum Nolit. If it's not been singed beforehand, it doesn't light well, and therefore you mechuyev to singe it beforehand, and it's nothing to do with Yom Tov. It's a separate issue."
So are you talking about using the part that you've chipped away, or are you talking about the
candle itself? It's considered a new entity beforehand. That's how we understood over there. Okay, let's see if we can just finish over here. Chutz min malach. Derech tefer begadim limlo min a begadim l'tefer ma'at sovit ha'tzvira. They would v'achakach tefer. So bimol actually means to like rub off some of the, you like take off like a few threads at the end, which will allow you to bend it over. I'm not sure why you have to do that exactly. to bend it over. Some of it's here to roll it over a little bit where you're going to sew it. But then you sew it. You're going to sew it into a baguette. Okay, actually, that's its chashivas. Leos kli, to give it a sense of a kli. But he was talking leos by yosem yishir hamalal kadeshi heyatloi shalosh shalosh. You have to have that amount of which you're going to be melilit more than three to allow it to remain three after you do the melila. Al chavon say mechubanus mitzum samas exactly three. That's enough to give it a status of a baguette. Even though when you sew it in, it's not going to be three, but right now it's three. It's a kabbalatum. That's what Rebbe is referring to. It's not saying that more than three is not tameh. It's saying even three exactly is tameh. Which we know that already. No, because that's a chiddush. Tanakhama says three exactly is not tameh. Rav Shimon says that's what he's referring to.